anytime you can avoid the roadways and stay home and get cuddled up in your bed, I think most of California would like to do that. And that is because the roads are in terrible shape and it costs a lot of money to drive. Gas prices are on the rise. They are flirting with $4 a gallon, and that's due in part to this gas tax SB1 that was implemented last year by Jerry Brown in Sacramento. But there is a fight. There is a fight in place. We are looking to repeal that gas tax, and it is all about Proposition 6. John Kupal is the president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, and he joins us today to talk about the effort for Prop 6. John Kupal, first of all, welcome into the Morning Answer, and thank you for all of your years of service at the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. You guys are celebrating 40 years, your 40th anniversary.
Yeah, hard to believe, but it is the one thing in California that has been good for taxpayers. You know, 40 years ago, the political climate in California was a lot different. This is no longer the California of Ronald Reagan and George McMajian. It has taken a hard leftward turn, but the good news is Prop 13 remains extraordinarily popular among all registered voters and socioeconomic classifications.
It's so the California of George Soros. That's what it is.
So, John, tell us about Prop 6 and why Californians should vote yes on Prop 6.
Well, first of all, I think we concede out of the box that California roads are in horrible shape. But that is because there's been decades of diversion of our gas tax money away from transportation. It's gone to other things. And so the increase in the gas tax, which was imposed on us by Jerry Brown and the legislature, and recall that Jerry Brown said no tax increases without voter approval. We never got a chance to vote on this. And we don't need to have the highest gas tax in the nation. I think for your listeners, the most important thing to remember is that if Proposition 6 passes, it simply takes us back to a point in time where we have the fifth highest gas tax in the nation. It's not like we're taking away all the money. And to suggest that the Western civilization will come grinding to a halt if we go back to a point where we have the fifth highest gas tax is foolish. Mm-hmm. And yet, the other side, of course, a lot of the unions and the construction companies, they're spending a lot of money on disinformation, but we don't think the California voters will be fooled. The initiative would simply roll back the 12-cent increase, and that increase, by the way, is slated to go up to at least 19 cents very soon. So we have a chance to do a reset on this. And I think if the polling that we've seen is any indication, I think we've got a real good shot.
Look, I'm all for taking being taxed if the money is going to be used properly. You said it. The money has been there all along. That's the most frustrating thing to me about this, is that all of a sudden you've got organizations coming out saying, oh, save the gas tax increase. Where were they for the last two decades as the state frittered away our gas taxes? At some point, they were the highest in the country. Other states have caught up to California and surpassed them. Where were they when the taxes weren't being used right? And now all of a sudden, we've got this giant fight on our hands for us to try to get the state to act properly with our tax dollars.
Yes, remember when Jerry Brown's father was governor, Pat Brown, he spent a significant amount of the state's general fund on infrastructure. That is a very wise and prudent pay-as-you-go philosophy. Now, what has happened to the state's general fund? It has gone up $36 billion in 6 years. And how much of that money has gone to roads and highways? Zero. Zero.
Yeah.
And so for them to claim, well, roads are a priority, well, they haven't been in the past. Why should we believe you now? We don't believe you. We don't trust you. And this particular tax increase came with no reforms, no environmental reforms, CEQA reforms, no labor reforms. Most of these projects are subject to project labor agreements, which adds an extraordinary amount of cost to them. You know, even the LAO said Caltrans was overstaffed by 3,500 engineers, and yet what's their response? To hire more. This is the kind of thing that Californians have just got to say, enough is enough. We do want good services, and we can get good services with the taxes that we're already paying. And we just need to send a message that this default position of let's raise taxes instead of let's looking at how we're spending the existing revenue first, Has got to stop.
Absolutely. Responsibility is key. And in our last few seconds here, John Kupal from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, got to ask you what I think is an important question. If we do repeal the gas tax, if Prop 6 is a yes and goes through and that gas tax is repealed, what prevents Sacramento from just implementing another?
What prevents them is a critical component of Prop 6 is the requirement that any increase in the car tax or gas tax in the future must be approved by the voters. And that's good for the state because it will force our politicians to engage the citizens in critical decision-making.
Jerry Brown promised any tax increase goes to the voters. It didn't, and the voters are rebelling. And that's a very important component of Prop 6 is the constitutional amendment that prevents the state from raising gas taxes again. They've got to take it to the voters.
Any taxes again, which I think is a really important piece of all of this. John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, we love having you here. You're always welcome back on The Morning Answer. And you can get more information about Howard Jarvis or any of the initiatives on your ballot that affect taxpayers at hjta.org, hjta.org, or of course, get information, yes, on 6. The website is voteforprop6.com, voteforprop6.com. John Kupal and the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, thank you so much for all that you do.